She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby. Then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jackass pouring. Damn, she got some nerve where she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
News. I'm Brian Clark. The Iowa caucuses are 4 days away, and last night, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis debated for the final time. A major topic, the man who did not take part, former President Donald Trump. Haley in the CNN debate referenced the 2020 election.
Donald Trump basically said that the election was stolen. He went on and on talking about the election being stolen. He said that January 6th was a beautiful day. I think January 6th was a terrible day, and we should never want to see that happen again.
Today, closing arguments expected in New York City in the civil fraud trial against Trump's businesses. Legendary NFL coach Bill Belichick is parting ways with the New England Patriots. That's according to our partners at ESPN. Belichick won 6 Super Bowl titles in New England. The news comes a day after fellow coaching giants Nick Saban at Alabama and Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks moved on. And arguments at the International Court of Justice where Israel is being accused of genocide. This is ABC News. Ukraine's president ruling out a ceasefire with Russia, saying Russia would use it to rearm. 2 of the best coaches in college football are stepping back. Alabama's Nick Saban is retiring. He won 7 national titles, 6 at Alabama. Also, Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll, who's one of just 3 head coaches to win a Super Bowl and a college football title, announcing he is leaving the sideline in Seattle. U.S. Marshals were busy last year, says ABC's Andy Field.
Sex offenders were high on the list of U.S. Marshals' arrests in 2023, nearly 10,000 for sexual assault and failing to register as convicted sex offenders. The Marshal Service also apprehended nearly 5,400 murder suspects, 3,400 gang members, all while collecting nearly 5,000 firearms connected with crime.
An Austrian chemical heiress says she wants to give away around $27 million she inherited. She's picking 50 people to decide how. Brian Clark, ABC News.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs.
You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on 98Q Country WCQM 98.3 FM in Park Falls. What a Team, your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio, refresh.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer in response to human trafficking is introducing 11 bills to increase awareness, impose tougher punishments, and make it easier for victims to sue traffickers in Wisconsin. It's not clear if any of the proposals will pass soon since the current legislative session ends in a few weeks. Governor Evers says increasing shared state revenue with local governments was his proudest accomplishment from last year. For example, he says smaller communities can now offer more responsive emergency services.
If the crew's out on an issue, that's it. If somebody needed help after that, they're screwed.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Joanne L. Mikulski, age 86, passed away on January 7th in Park Falls. She is survived by her brothers and sisters-in-law, Daryl Mikulski, Dave and Judy Mikulski, Roger and Sandy Mikulski, Don and Barb Mikulski, Irene and Fred Sheff, by Betty Setterman, and by Mary Ann and Louis Stark, survived also by numerous nephews and nieces. A private family service will be held at a later date. This has been the funeral notice for Joanne L. Mikulski, 86, Park Falls. Robert Charles Hora, 83, of Prentice, passed away peacefully on January 7th. He is survived by his wife, Beverly, by children, Donna Schwobe, by Rona Hartman, and by Douglas Hora, survived also by their five grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Private family ceremony will be held at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Charles Hora, 83, Prentice.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Embrace the winter wonder at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now at our new location in the Professional Building on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Grab our exclusive winter coupon books packed with savings for just $20. Showcase your business in the 2024 Price County Guide. 25,000 copies distributed to our resorts, motels, restaurants, and Wisconsin area sports shows. New to the area? Call 715-762-2703 and let the Chamber welcome and guide you. Tune in to 98Q Country for a chance to win Chamber Bucks during the Snowball Showdown. Join us and thrive this winter.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast today with a slight chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 29, south winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows dip down to around 12, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, snow likely, highs level off around 26. Chance for snow Saturday, highs around 15. One above, cloudy skies expected Sunday. A peek at the extended shows, one above Monday, four above Tuesday, and seven above on Wednesday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 17.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, Jason Tatum's strong finish helped the Boston Celtics rally past the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Jason Tatum scored 26 of his game-high 45 points in the fourth quarter and overtime to power the Eastern Conference-leading Celtics past the West-leading Timberwolves 127-120. He had 12 of Boston's 16 points in OT after Boston overcame a 9-point fourth-quarter deficit.
In overtime, that's the only time we really play like, you know, ourselves on both ends, and we still manage to win the game. Just shows that, you know, we can be a really special team.
Jaylen Brown added 35 points for the Celtics, who set a franchise record with their 18th straight home win to start the season. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Other winners included Sacramento, San Antonio, Indiana, Oklahoma City, Atlanta, Chicago, New Orleans, Utah, and the LA Clippers. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, the defending Stanley Cup champions continue to struggle.
Colorado won for the sixth time in seven starts, blanking Vegas 3-0. Logan O'Connor found the back of the net for the Avs, but had words of praise for Valeri Nichushkin, who scored twice on the power play.
The minutes he plays, he's playing 20 to 30 minutes a night, and he plays so hard out there. I mean, it's hard to do the way he plays, how powerful he is as a skater. Defensively, on the rush, the forecheck. So Val's been huge for us. You know, his game is great right now.
Alexander Georgiev stopped all 25 shots he saw, sending the Golden Knights down to their seventh loss in nine games. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Other winners were Philadelphia and Dallas. Men's top 25 college basketball winners were 4th-ranked UConn, number 7 North Carolina, number 13 Memphis, and 15th-ranked Wisconsin. Upset victims included number 3 Kansas and 5th-ranked Tennessee. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers.
Packers getting ready for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, preparing to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Running back Aaron Jones missed games this year due to a hamstring injury, followed by a sprained MCL. At age 29, is he concerned about his future with the team?
Nah, I mean, we're in a playoff run, so this is where I want to be, so I don't see why I would be thinking about that. I have another year under contract, so how can we get the job done in Dallas?
After losing to the Packers for the 10th time in a row, the Chicago Bears have fired their offensive coaching staff, including coordinator and former Packer assistant Luke Getsy. After 2 years, Matt Eberflus remains head coach. College basketball, Marquette losing at home, 69-62 to Butler. The Badgers with a win at Ohio State, 71-62. Head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. I mean, we took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You know what color I look really out of shape in is a flesh color. It is brutal on me. My birthday suit needs more suit. But it's my fault. You know, I don't like to exercise. You know, I don't think a lot of us do. That's why there are personal trainers. You know, the person you pay to make you work out at the place where you already pay to work out. Doesn't sound like a pyramid scheme to me at all. You can also throw money right in the garbage for a small fee. I don't have a personal trainer. Really? That's a shock. You do that all yourself? One time I joined a health club and I got a free personal trainer session. The guy was like, all right, why don't you tell me what your workout goals are? To not work out. Goals, I'm just here so I won't eat for an hour. Can we drop this charade? Why is your shirt so tight? Is that part of the interview process? What are you, a medium? Here's an extra small. Now head out there and be condescending.
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long,
98Q Country.
Way on down to Southern Alabama with the guitars jam, and that's where we're hit.
your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Pictures on her phone, and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know.
Rogers, some girls, 98Q Country. All right, big news on the 98Q Morning Show. We are going to do a Packer pick'em for the Packer playoff game. We didn't do this all year, but we are going to do this. And listen in about 8:30 when we do the birthdays. We'll tell you how you can enter. All you need to do is, in your mind or on a piece of paper or on the back of a XL energy bill or whatever you got there, just grab something, get yourself a score. You need a score of what the game, who's going to win and what the score is going to be. And if you get the team right and you're closer than anyone else on the score, you're going to win our prize, which we'll announce at 8:30. So we'll give you a chance to enter a couple of different ways and a chance to win couple of real nice prizes here. It's going to be worth it for you, so stay tuned. We'll do that at 8:30 this morning. We'll do a shopping show at 9 this morning. Big G and Gray will be stopping in to talk about all kinds of great savings. We'll talk all things Shawmigan schools in a little bit with our district administrator, Kyle Cronin. Did you watch the debate last night between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis? Chris Christie officially bowed out of the race. Chris Christie did something yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, that hasn't been done by many of the top Republican people, and that is he basically said, enough of Donald Trump, is what he said. He just said, my goal is to make sure Donald Trump is not elected, and not many people have done that. Because Donald Trump does have a base of support that will follow him to the edge of a cliff. So last night we had Ron DeSantis
and Nikki Haley going at it. It looks like one of those two is probably going to be the main contender against Donald Trump if he is allowed to run, of course, with all the court stuff going on. We're losing a lot of legendary coaches. Nick Saban's gone from Alabama football, won 6 national titles. Bill Belichick and the Patriots are parting ways. I hope it is an amicable departing. I hope it doesn't come out that the Patriots have fired him, because that's just not right when you get a coach that has a legendary coach with 6 national, with 6 Super Bowls. Could you imagine, I said this to someone the other day, I hope they were listening, what would Bill Belichick's legacy be like today if he had left when Tom Brady left? When Tom Brady retired, if Bill Belichick would have just said, you know what, I'm done too. I mean, I think you're talking a Lombardi-type status there. Now that he continued and struggled without Tom Brady, he's still a pretty good coach. But it's tainted just a little bit in there. That's a chance you take when you continue on. But he obviously, football's his life. Pete Carroll's out too. Head coach of Seattle. He's been there a long time. Apparently he's going to stay on with them in some kind of a management form. So some legendary coaches calling it good. Good win for the Badgers last night as they won at Ohio State. I watched the end of that game. They closed it out nicely. And the Bucks are set up for a good night tonight, I think, because I was watching the Celtics and Timberwolves game last night. That was a good one. Celtics-Timberwolves have played twice. Both games have gone to overtime. This was in Boston, went to overtime. Celtics won, but they expended a lot of energy. And now the Celtics got to go back-to-back and come to Milwaukee tonight. So I think things are set up for Milwaukee maybe to gain a game on the East leading Celtics tonight and maybe get back on track. Celtics will be a little bit worn down after a tough one last night. We've got high school sports coming up tomorrow. Prentice and Phillips are going to have the boys. Girls first at 5:30, boys to follow at 7 or so. Hockey on Saturday, we're going to have Team Seal hosting Pacelli, 2 o'clock Saturday. Steve Jetlin going to be at the Park Falls Rec Arena to bring you that. All kinds of sports next week. We've got Shawamigan Phillips boys on Monday. We've got Phillips Shawamigan girls on Tuesday. We've got Shawamigan boys again on Thursday. So all kinds of local sports action. And the schedule of the next few games is always available for you, of course, at 98qcountry.com. Cold weather's a-coming. Pretty nice out there right now. It's going to get to about 29 today. Bask in the glory of that because it is going to get cold. Sunday, Monday, high temps probably won't get above 0. Overnight lows lingering 10. I just don't believe, I don't believe these forecasts when they say a high of 0 and a low of 10 below. I'm just like, we're conditioned here in the Northwoods that when the high is 0, the low is at a cringing, 20, 30 below. But they're telling us it's not going to get that cold. I'll believe it when I feel it. So temperature is single digits for, what are we looking at here? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And as we get later in the week, temperatures might get up close to 10 or so. But definitely a colder stretch on the way. Prepare yourself. Get the car, get the tank of gas, get the car filled up with gas and whatever you need to do to prepare, because doing that stuff outside is going to be a whole lot of fun here coming up in just a few days. We give you news and sports twice an hour. Let's do it right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Iowa caucuses are 4 days away, and last night, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis debated for the final time. A major topic, the man who did not take part, former President Donald Trump. Haley in the CNN debate referenced the 2020 election.
Donald Trump basically said that the election was stolen. He went on and on talking about the election being stolen. He said that January 6th was a beautiful day. I think January 6th was a terrible day, and we should never want to see that happen again.
Today, closing arguments expected in New York City in the civil fraud trial against Trump's businesses. Legendary NFL coach Bill Belichick is parting ways with the New England Patriots. That's according to our partners at ESPN. Belichick won 6 Super Bowl titles in New England. The news comes a day after fellow coaching giants Nick Saban at Alabama and Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks moved on. And arguments at the International Court of Justice where Israel is being accused of genocide. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. It would be helpful in Wisconsin, which is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with animals. In the meantime, experts are urging drivers to be more careful.
If you're in an area where you know there's a lot of wildlife, the best thing and the most immediate step you can take to prevent wildlife vehicle collisions is to slow down.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. Yesterday was by far the snowiest day of the winter season, but Muscadet got the most snow of all at 12 inches, according to the National Weather Service. Play, Benton, and Dodgeville in southwest Wisconsin were also in the double digits. Madison got 7.5 inches, while Green Bay got closer to 4. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60. Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost 3 of their last 5. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. I asked Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
Well, definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going to the playoffs, the mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
I love New Country.
Why don't you save me the See how far you make it down the road.
That's my station. 98Q Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing another time. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand. Till you can. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand. Till you can. You got a chance, take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, cause the dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up.
Country at 7:45. We've got our weekly update on what's going on with the Shawamigan School District. Our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, is nice enough to join us. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Hey, Joel, I thought since you control the weather, read it, so you must control it.
Yes.
I thought that you were going to keep the white stuff away for a little longer.
Well, just a little bit. You know, we just want to have the atmosphere be nice out there.
It is.
Definitely not going to get enough to crank up any snowmobile trails or anything like that. So.
I am a cross-country skier, so I'm really would like a little more snow.
Yeah, it's probably maybe doable, but not good.
So we have a few things going on. First of all, special announcement here.
All right.
The kids don't have to come to school on Monday, Joel.
On Monday, really?
Yeah.
All right, we're calling school off on Monday.
It's the change of the semester.
Okay.
So it was planned, but no school on Monday. The end of the semester is tomorrow, January 12th. So No school for that semester change on Monday.
Okay.
Couple of things. You know, certainly we've got a lot going on, but I wore my beach tie today just for this announcement.
Nice, nice.
We're going to have a pool party on January 19th from 4 to 6 p.m.
Week from Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Pool party January 19th, 4 to 6 p.m., $2 per person, and the inflatables will be up. The kids are going to have a lot of fun.
That's going to feel good on that day because it's going to be cold next week.
It is going to be cold.
It's going to be nice to sneak inside.
And the pool is getting warmer. We did a little adjusting on a few things. It was getting a little chilly, and but we've got it back online for heat and getting it's nice.
So, all right.
Learn to Connect. That's where our Leo Club, our Young Lions members, are helping people with information and support of their technological needs. That next date coming up, it's going to be at the high school. It is on January 31st. Musical auditions next week, the 16th through the 20th after school. The musical this year, The Addams Family.
Yeah, nice.
Practice ACT testing on January 24th for our high school students. We've got Aqua Zumba in the pool on Thursdays from 5 to 5:45. It's a $2 pool fee. And then we've got a $3 Zumba fee. And regular Zumba from 5 to 5:45 in the Park Falls Elementary Gym on Wednesdays, and that's $3 per class. January 15th over at Schwamigan Middle School. I already said this. I'm reading back on my calendar. They don't have school either up there.
Okay. All right. Good for them. All right.
Yeah. January 16th is what I meant to say. So next Tuesday, volleyball team is at home at Schwamigan Middle School versus Wakefield at 5 o'clock. Right. On January 18th, Glidden Elementary School trip to Camp Four Springs in Westboro. On January 18th, over at the middle school, the Honor Choir is going to be going over to Eau Claire. January 19th, Schwamigan Middle School volleyball at Washburn at 5:45. And then January 20th, the WCBA Honors Band will be in Whitewater. We have a little shout-out, a little thank you to the following businesses from Park Falls Elementary School for the Eagle Award Program, B&B Insurance, State Farm Insurance, Plessner Services. They have awarded students who stood out for their Eagle for following their Eagle expectations. And thank you to the community for attending our first two parent-teacher organization events of the school year. We always have high attendance, and we're looking forward to continuing that over at Park Falls Elementary School. Tonight, hockey, 6 o'clock at home.
All right.
Or no, I'm sorry, that's versus, I don't have a clarification on that one.
Whistle Flag, isn't it?
Yeah, Whistle Flag.
WSFLG.
I'll have to see where that one is. But wrestling is at home tonight. That one is a for sure, and that's at 7 p.m. Girls basketball at Rib Lake tomorrow night. Boys basketball versus Rib Lake at home, and that is at 5:45 for JV and 7:15. I think that hockey game is probably at home too. But
I believe so. I think that's what Darren said yesterday. And the alumni band at both of those home Thursday and Friday. That's cool.
So some alumni band events going on. Hockey versus Pacelli on Saturday at 2 p.m. And then again, that's at home. And wrestling is going to be at 9:30 a.m. in Ladysmith on Saturday. Yeah. Monday, boys basketball at Phillips. And Tuesday, girls basketball at home versus Phillips, and hockey at Mosin East. So that gets us kind of through the middle of next week.
A lot of fun academic stuff. When you get into January and February, I know the choir, some of the choir members were down at Luther College, and you've got FBLA stuff coming up, honors choir, honors band. So that more of that academic side, a lot of fun stuff and fun trips for them and stuff
absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It does, winter can be, you get into a little bit of the doldrums, but there is always a lot going on for our students.
Memorable trips. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it. Kyle Crone, he's district administrator for the Schwamigan School. He comes in each Thursday morning at this time to update you on what's happening. Now, get that Packers score together, 8:30. It's not going to be just a one shot. We're going to give you multiple ways to enter this, but we're going to give you a chance to win a couple of nice gift certificates. I think the value, it's like $50 worth, I think. Yeah, like $45 anyway. So 8:30, we're going to tell you how you can enter our Packer Pick'em contest. Don't go away.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wish Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at wiscaregiverscdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Skincare is self-care, and with daily beauty steals of 50% off during Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, I can find everything I need to make loving my skin a daily practice from brands like Osea, Lancome, and Tula. And I can shop weekly skin and wellness deals of 30% off more must-have brands. Plus, see what's new from brands like Bubble and in select stores, Sol de Janeiro and Ulla Henriksen. Hurry, event ends January 20th. Shop in-store, online, or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
We're going up abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast today with a slight chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 29. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows dip down to around 12. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. Chance for snow Saturday, highs around 15. One above, cloudy skies expected Sunday. A peek at the extended shows, one above Monday, four above Tuesday, and seven above on Wednesday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Brand new country.
Country.